This year, Disney premiered its first Latina princess.
Elena, Elena, of Avalor.
Elena of Avalor sings and plays guitar, she goes on adventures and rules her kingdom, and she has her own highly rated animated TV show on the Disney Channel and Disney Junior. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has her story.
Elena Castillo Flores is a 16-year-old crown princess who was trapped in an amulet for 41 years. So technically she's 57, which would make her one of Disney's oldest princesses. At any rate, her backstory begins when another animated Disney princess, Sofia the First, sets her free. Elena confronts the evil sorceress Shuriki, voiced by Jane Fonda, who killed her parents, imprisoned her in that amulet, and took over the kingdom.
Princess Elena,
the time has come to pay for your crimes.
Crimes? What crimes?
Shuriki invaded Avalor and overthrew the royal family. My family.
Elena drives Shuriki out and begins her reign over Avalor. Amy Carrera, a Dominican Puerto Rican actress, is the voice of Elena.
She is the first princess actively ruling her kingdom, and I think that's new. So she has a day job. You know, there's no Prince Charming. She's her own hero. She's learning that leadership is about sacrifice and not about this sort of totalitarian control over the people that she rules, and sort of resembles more of a president than, you know, princess. There's never been a better time to tell this story.
Since Elena didn't age inside the amulet, she's still a teenager who tries to convince her grandfather she's responsible enough to rule.
Oh, one day you'll be ready.
I am already ready.
Ha! You almost are ready.
I'll show you.
I've been waiting for a Disney Latina princess since I was a little girl.
Sylvia Olivas is co-producer and head writer of Elena of Avalor.
I asked the same thing. Why did it take so long? But I'm happy that we're here now. I think about when I was a little girl and what I wanted to see. And now that I'm a mom, it's so important to me to make sure that we get Elena right.
That meant having a brown-skinned Elena, but also characters of many hues to reflect the diversity of Latinos. The show was inspired by Latin American traditions and folklore, says executive producer Craig Gerber, who created Elena.
She'll travel into the jungle to save her sister who's been kidnapped by, you know, these shape-shifting creatures. Or she'll try to deal with this volcano monster, and every time he gets angry, the volcano erupts, you know. And she's going to eventually travel to the magical realm that the Jaguans come from. These are the flying jaguars. And the sport that they play in Avalor is based on the ancient Mesoamerican ball game.
One episode celebrates Brazilian-style Carnival, another Mexican-style Day of the Dead. The latest episode about Navidad, Christmas, includes a Puerto Rican-style parranda, or caroling. The show's music also draws from different Latin American genres like merengue, salsa, bossa nova, banda. While Amy Guerrero sings most of Elena's tunes, it's Grammy-nominated Gabby Moreno who sings her catchy theme song.
Indirectly, you are sort of teaching everybody about who we are, and I think that's a wonderful thing. I think to have a better understanding of a culture that creates empathy and that is so badly needed nowadays.
At Disney's California Adventure theme park in Anaheim, Princess Elena already has her own parade. Among her fans are 7-year-olds Lauren Stenger, Grace Elena Enriquez, and sisters Milani and Jay Tabayan.
I like that she's brave and she likes to go on adventures.
Uh-huh. She loves to help her friends.
She's fierce because she's a great ruler.
The stories are telling that girls can do anything.
At the parade, Dora Villanova says Elena is a great role model for her 4-year-old brunette daughter, Liana.
The other day, she was talking about the princesses with blonde hair, and she said, Mommy, the villains have darker hair color. And now she says that Elena looks like her, and she has the same hair color that she does. That was sweet. She looks up to her.
The new Latina princess is on TV every day. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Now off I must fly to the past.